Welcome to Act It. We've been gone for so long, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back. We are back and on a regular schedule tonight. Tonight, they each got song lyrics, and they have to read them in a serial killer manner, a creepy, creepy manner. So we want to be creeped out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So they took somebody into their, like, lair and are, like, going to kill them. It's creepy. Long-time listeners to the show, this should come as no surprise, but Chuggity dropped out. So, we want to be creeped out tonight, Scarlett.
Yes, I want to be creeped out.
We're going to put ourselves in the place of these unfortunate victims and see who would creep us out the most.
Okay.
After he won last week, as his prize, he got to pick from a list of songs. I had a list, and he got to pick his song, and he got to assign a song to somebody else.
Mm.
He picked, his lyrics are Fuck You by CeeLo Green. He picked that song.
Oh.
And he gave Rye Guy Hit Me Baby One More Time, which is what we're going to listen to first, is Rye Guy being a creepy serial killer with Hit Me Baby One More Time. So let's listen.
Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right? Oh, baby, baby. I shouldn't have let you go. Now you're out of sight. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby. Because I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me. And I... I must confess, I still believe. But I'm not with you. I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby. The reason I breathe is you. Now, boy, you got me blind. I bet you, baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. Way I planned it. Show me, baby, how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, because I need to know now. Oh, because, oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know? Killing me now. Don't you know that I still believe that you will be here and give me a sign? Hit me, baby, one more time. I must confess that my loneliness is killing me now. Don't you know? I still believe that you will be here! And... Oh, God. Give me a sign! Hit me, baby. One more time.
All right, that was Rye Guy with Hit Me Baby One More Time. I was creeped out by that.
Oh, me too.
Apatheria did Rye Guy a favor. Rye Guy sent his email, remind me to thank Apatheria properly. After hearing this, I don't know if Apatheria wants to be thanked properly. I don't know what that entails.
Oh.
What'd you think?
Um. Okay, when the smacks came about, I was like, oh dear, am I sadistic? Because I think I'm enjoying this too much. But other than that, I really liked the seductive tone that you had. At least I thought it was, well, it was like Psycho Killer seduction.
Yeah, seductive, okay.
Seductive.
Okay, Scarlett.
Then the laughs and the breathing were good. The level was really good at the end, as in when you got angrier. And then I think you did a really good job since it was a highly repetitive song.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't really feel too repetitive because you had changes like the crying and then the anger and
Yeah.
stuff like that.
I should point out the rules that I laid out where they're allowed to use Foley effects, like they can use background noises. They don't have to keep repeating the chorus. They can only repeat it once, or they can repeat it however much they want. So those are like pretty much the only rules.
Well, that's good.
It made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I love the way you did "When I'm Not With You, I Lose My Mind," because part of this challenge, I think, is not to read in the stanzas and the beats of the lyrics. And I think you did a great job of changing it up like that, because the way that you read that, I was like, I don't remember that from the lyrics. And it's just because I didn't remember it because it was so different from the original tempo. Yeah, I was sufficiently creeped out by this. I thought this was a great job, and it had levels. It changed around a lot. Something about the fact that you read "Boy, You've Got Me Blind" really creeped me out. I don't know why. I guess, I don't know. It's creepier to me if you're torturing a dude or a, I don't know. It was psychosexual, and it paid off, I think. It creeped me out.
Me too.
All right. I guess we should move on then. Up next is Russ, and he is performing the lyrics for Jonathan Colton's Skull Crusher Mountain.
Ooh.
Let's listen.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. As you've met my assistant, Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master. And he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. I made this half-pony, half-monkey monster to please you, but I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys. You like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony making a gift for you? Picture the two of us, alone, inside my golden submarine. While above the waves, my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who live their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. But it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. You know, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient. I've been gracious. And this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you. I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you yet. I shouldn't kill you yet. I shouldn't kill you yet.
That was Russ with Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colton. This one was a little sing-songy for me. It didn't sound as natural as Rag Eyes. Well, like whatever passes for natural on this challenge. I like the way you said maybe I used too many monkeys. This felt really rushed to me, though, the way you were speaking. It may have been a character choice as well. I could see you kind of doing like a frantic mad scientist thing, but it didn't work for me as much as Rag Eyes did. because I really liked the sort of like pregnant pauses that Ryguy had in his monologue. I did love the voice you chose. I love how you changed it up on "Would it kill you to be civil?" I like the creepy laugh. I wish you would have done a little bit more of that. And I like the wolf noises a lot. Now, I don't think this was bad by any means. I thought this was... I enjoyed this. What about you?
I agree with you. I really like the wolves and the background noises. I don't know. I went into the mindset of trying to be creeped out. And I was like, I feel as though the character is just a little too over the top for me.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everything else you had said earlier, I agree with. The levels were good, and you did a good job, but I don't know. Just personally, I don't know. If someone ever talked to me like that, I would be like, and just walk away.
But what if you were trapped in his lair?
That's the problem. I'd probably sit there and go, and then just sit there.
That's how you die.
I know, but like, I don't know. I probably just, like, tease them or something. I mean, I figure if I'm going to die, I may as well just have some fun before I die.
So you would have found this fun?
Yeah.
You would have enjoyed it?
Probably. Maybe I am a sadist. Oh, no!
I think you might be. I think you might be.
Or is that a masochist?
A sadist or a masochist?
I don't know how to pronounce anything.
I think apparently. A sadist likes to cause pain and a masochist likes to receive pain?
Yeah.
So you're both.
I'm both. Huh.
Nice.
This is an interesting round. Learning a lot about myself.
Your fanboys are going to be very pleased with that information. Okay. Next up, we have Blackjack with Still Alive.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done, and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart. And killed me, and tore me to pieces, and threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now, these points of data make a beautiful line, and we're out of beta, we're releasing on time. So, I'm glad I got burned. Think of all the things we've learned for the people who are still alive. Go ahead and leave me. I think I prefer to stay inside. Maybe you'll find someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke. Ha ha, fat chance. Anyway, this cake is great. It's so delicious and moist. Look at me, still talking when there's science to do. When I look out there, it makes me glad I'm not you. 'Cause I have experiments to run. There is research to be done on the people who are still alive. And believe me, I am still alive. I'm doing science, and I'm still alive. I feel fantastic, and I'm still alive. While you're dying, I'll be still alive. And when you're dead, I'll be still alive. Still alive! Still alive!
That was Blackjack AV with Still Alive.
That was a good ending.
Yeah. What did you think overall?
At the beginning, I felt it was a little too posy, and maybe it was just a little bit too keeping to the beat of the song, maybe, perhaps.
You know what? I get I get at the beginning, I get what he was going for, because he's like, he made a note and then he read it like he was making that note, but I think that went on too long. And I did also get the feeling that at certain points it was very close to the beat of the original song, but continue with what you're saying.
Yeah, but at the end, it was very, very good. And as it went on, it got smoother and better.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote. That was all I
wrote. It was very casual at first. I didn't feel the creep factor as much on this, but it did build nicely. I didn't really at first get where you were coming from on this one, and I didn't really get the character that you built as much as the other two. And I'm still not sure that I did. The end, though, really won me back over. Like, I was not a big fan of this, but the end I thought was really strong, and I really liked your ending, and I wish there had been more shades of that throughout the whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, so far I have not been disappointed with anybody tonight.
Yeah, everyone's been doing a good job.
Yeah. Okay, next up is Bree, and she is going to be a psycho killer with the lyrics from Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell you anything you want to hear, 'cause that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass. Lie in the grass next to the mausoleum. I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song. Drop a heart, break a name. We're always sleeping in and sleeping for the wrong team. Is this more than you bargained for yet? Oh, don't mind me. I'm just watching you two from the closet, wishing to be the friction in your jeans. Isn't it messed up? Oh, I'm just dying to be him. I'm just a notch in your bedpost. But you're just a line in a song. Drop a heart, break a name. They're always sleeping in and sleeping for the wrong team. We're going down, down in an earlier round. And Sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet. A loaded god complex. Okay. And pull it.
That was Bree with Sugar, We're Going Down.
Mm-hmm.
You may start.
Right. That was a really good seductive tone. And then at one point, I just was reminded of the rape scene that was given.
Okay. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. And in my defense, I did not ask her to make this scene this week sexual. It just happened that way. I feel like there's this, I don't know. I don't want people to think I'm just trying to get Bree to do sexual things every week.
But they all will anyways.
Yeah, I know.
In any case, yeah, I really like the rain sound effect they used. And then the gun at the end, that was good. And then I think you were being a little bit more sadistic than I mentioned earlier or whatever. And at one point I was like, oh, interesting.
I'm Bree, you're creepy as fuck. It was like, creep sexy. Like, I know you weren't a fan of this challenge. I think you did a good job with it. It was a little bit big for me, and like, this challenge does call for big. But I would have liked some subtle as well in this to make those big moments really, like, pop. And I've noticed that I haven't really heard you do subtle at all in this competition. And if you're around next week, I would really like to hear you do some, like, because I know you can be big and you can be, like, and I do think that the bigger moments did work for this. I just wish it had been more, I wish there had been more, like, I wish it had changed up. I wanted more levels.
Yeah, that's, sorry.
It was creepy at first, and then when you were watching him from the closet, it got kind of comedic. I don't know. I really, like, just as a listener, without, if I didn't have to judge this, and I would have just, I really enjoyed listening to this. But being nitpicky, I wish there had been more levels in this. Like, more subtlety.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for this one. What about you?
But it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Apatheria is going to be torturing and killing somebody with CeeLo Green's Fuck You.